First order of business is approving three different sets of minutes on the 12th and two on the 24th.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Questions or changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Department requests, Sheriff.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
Ready me to go, right?
There we go. All right, my first item is to accept the high visibility engagement campaign funds for 2425, the amount of $24,500.
Make the motion on that.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
And my second item is a transfer, budget transfer for jail, medical, and kitchen. And that is $75,000 to the kitchen and $159,000 to medical.
I'll make the motion. I'll second. Sheriff, where are you transferring the money out of? I see account numbers, but I don't know what those are allocated for.
I have absolutely no idea.
Can you get us? Jack, do we know where? Do we know?
I'm looking it up right now.
Mr. Horton, did you get my email on the jail medical?
Yes, cost, yep.
Three zeros.
Just getting my card of accounts quick. Two more seconds. Doug Wilpin is passed on beat for him, sorry.
Want to go to number three while we're waiting on that to open up, Sher?
The number three one was handled through standing committee, I believe.
Just an exception.
And we already have a motion on the floor. We just got to get the answer.
Right.
So the 5110 is salaries and wages. 542. Oh, sorry.
2. Sorry. I-4-202.
That's 5422.
Or 22.
Right, there's two twos.
That medical services for the mental health.
Right. So we still have funds in the medical services for mental health, and we still have the funds in the wages.
Sheriff, we still have funds in those accounts that we're transferring it over from?
Yes. This may empty out the 202, but yeah, there's still plenty in salary and wages due to the fact that we're still 14 people down in jail.
Okay. All right. That's my question.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And the third item we didn't put on. We got put on, but I believe the $100 donation is covered under standing committee.
So moved.
Second.
We don't need a motion.
We don't need to do that one.
All right.
But appreciate the support either way. Sign those forms, please. Yep. Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Community services.
Morning.
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 We are asking for approval to allocate opioid funds to ProAction for a case manager for 2025 at the Bridges to Hope and to contract to do such. The amount is $107,311.86.
And that's for the Bridge of Hope, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Motion?
Yeah. This is separate than the one that was presented to us.
Nope.
No,
it's the same thing.
Yeah, it comes here.
That's just confirming it was the same thing.
After. Right. Yep, because of dollar amount comes here.
All right.
Is there a motion?
I made it.
I saw. Oh, all right.
Yeah, I waited for them to do the
motion.
You
got a second?
Yep.
Well, they're over there mumbling. All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Eric.
Yeah.
Morning. First request is authorization to transfer $50,000 from lease and rent of equipment to guide rail. Purchase some guide rail for replace and restock what we used during the flood.
Motion, Horton.
I'll second it.
Nickel. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Second item. We're looking to transfer $150,000 from our leachate to Bath landfill major equipment.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Oh.
I did have a question.
The Bath landfill, some of my constituents said that it was pretty, they got stuck in it over the week. Is there any plans to make it so that the vehicles can get in?
So, that's a good question. So if they go to the face, inclement weather and problems, that's not going to ever change because of the constant process up there. Yeah. However, they do have the option to get rid of some smaller garbage on the lower end. Of course, our staff's there to assist in any way they can to help without getting too involved and make sure they get out of there safely. But it's a tough one to try to battle this time of year because of the different weather situations up there and the different fill that comes in.
Yep.
So there's no really good answer to that. It's kind of part of the process of going up to the face.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right.
And they have to put the dirt on the cap for the garbage because I go up there quite a bit.
Right.
I was up there one day last week and the same thing I saw people, but you know, the guys are always good at helping you.
Right. Right. I was just wondering if there's anything we could do about it, but okay.
Yeah, it's a tough one with the process up there with DEC and us having to cover, to Mr. Horton's point. We got to cover as soon as we get so much fill, and
right.
You're into some nasty stuff at times, but they do their best to try to keep them guided into areas that aren't so punky, if you will.
That's fine.
Opposed? Carried.
Next item. Last item, off-road truck for Bathland, requesting authorization for an off-road truck to be added to the Bath landfill 2024 major equipment list so we can replace the truck that was damaged in that incident that went down the hill.
Motion, Horton.
Second, Nichols.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
The monthly financial reports for purchase orders, budget transfers and amendments, and corrections under $2,500 have been submitted. Are there any questions?
No questions here.
None from these ones. The question I asked last month about the driver diversion monies not offsetting expenses for the DA, was that, is that going to be an adjustment that's fixed, or is that a year-end adjustment, or was that not looked into? Okay. I just didn't know if that's a, gets cleaned up at the year end.
To offset expenses, do you?
Everything that showed he was high on
transport costs per diversion.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure if you do that monthly, quarterly, or at year end.
So let me look at that. Let me look at that department. So that's tracked within its own organization. So let me go back to the office and look at it, and I'm happy to send out a report and then any detail about what happens at year end.
Okay. Yep. All right. I just didn't know whether that had been looked at and it was going to be fixed or not.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Good question.
Thank you.
I have a couple items for you. The first is related to ARPA balances. So when we initially appropriated all the funds for all the ARPA projects, those projects have mostly come to completion. The only one outstanding is the highway shop construction project. But essentially what we're looking to do in all of our ARPA funds are fully obligated. But with the projects that have remaining balances, we're looking to transfer those balances to offset the local share that was originally part of the broadband project. So the resolution I handed out kind of details the projects we're transferring the remaining balances from, and all of those would be going towards the broadband project and reducing the local share of the ARPA project, which was initially about $1.75 million. So that's essentially what I'm here to do, and that obviously would go to a resolution later this month.
Motion.
Any questions?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. The second item I have is a reauthorization of a resolution. We have to do this each year, but it essentially just allows what we do under the corrections under 2500 report, so that there's less signatures and process needed for the chair to sign with some of the minor corrections and splits of properties.
Second.
Yeah, that would amount to about 50 or 60 signatures.
Yeah.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing.
No. Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Full gavel wiring.